listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of Mom and Me.
I'm Mom.
And I'm me.
Oops. Mom was sleeping over here.
Also known as Jenny. Wake up. And so this...
Or Stinky. No, I'm sorry. That wasn't you.
Stinky?
That wasn't you. No. Wow. That wasn't your nickname.
No, that wasn't my nickname. Thank you. Never mind. For clearing that up. Everybody, I hope you're paying attention. My nickname has never been Stinky because I do not stink.
No.
Ever. Ever.
It was Punkin and it still is.
Okay. Good. I can deal with that. Stinky and not so much. All right. So, this week's topic, we're going to talk a little bit about piercings and tattoos when Ooh. It has to do with your children. I guess yourself too, maybe. Nowadays, I think it's a little less of a freak out type topic than it was when I was growing up. I mean, I might be wrong on that, but I see more people that definitely look like they're still in grade school with piercings and like gauges and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think gauges are the thing now.
Yeah. Definitely. I've seen some kids with tattoos, though, and I'm just like,
And just in case you don't know what a gauge is, it's when you take that little hole that's in your body, your ear, or somewhere, wherever it is, and spread it open.
Yeah. Can we rephrase that, maybe?
You make the hole wider, bigger.
Yeah, the piercing,
Yeah, let's hear you explain out. That.
I don't know. I mean, this all sounds very wrong. But anyway, so when I was a kid, I wanted cartilage piercing. Do you remember when that was?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, I know you were underage, though.
Like, maybe 15 or 16, something like that. I don't know. I think I was in high school. And, I really wanted one. And I think you were cool with it, right?
I think
Mom was definitely cool with it.
Dad, why did you want one, though?
I have no idea. Oh. I just thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it's because you kept calling me a wimp. All right, let's just put this
out
there. So when I was younger, I used to cry about things a lot. This also goes with our last podcast where I used to lie a lot. Well, I also used to want to get attention, so I would cry about a lot of things. And I was a wuss whenever it came to pain or anything, really. So Mom used to call me wimp. She'd be like, oh, you're such a wimp.
Or, you sound like such a bad parent.
No, you're not we're supposed best friends to call now, your... so it doesn't matter.
See?
No, if anything, it pushed me to not be a wimp. So I think, like, the first thing that I did as far as, like,
well, hold on. Let's go back and clear this up that I don't call you a wimp anymore because...
Yeah, she stopped that. Because we had these chores things and, you know, if you did chores and you'd get money or something or points.
Yeah.
Points towards...
And prizes.
Some kind of prize. Whatever. Like seeing a movie or getting a movie or getting a video game, something like
you
that.
You guys always needed to be encouraged.
We had some
something.
Sort of incentive. So,
that's over.
So one of the things was you'd also get points if Mom did something, and I feel like
everybody got a chance to put on the chart what they wanted another person to do.
Right. Yeah. So it was like, you know, I couldn't pick on Kelly or she couldn't bite me or something like that. Mm-hmm. And if that person did it, then either they would lose points or it would give you points towards something. So mine for Mom was she had to stop calling me wimp. And
I really didn't know that bothered you.
It totally bothered me.
It's the
me.
Truth. I did call her a wimp because she was just really, you just don't even understand.
Okay. I believe her. I think it was probably ridiculous and blown out of proportion with things that I cried about. So if anything, like that pushed me towards being more, not more brave, but I guess being brave with things.
Braver.
More braver.
No, not more braver, just braver. Mm-hmm. Yes, braver. Now she's a daredevil. She jumps out of airplanes, piercings, tattoos. I guess don't call your children wimps because no telling what they're
do stupid
end up doing.
Things.
Yes,
So, anyway, what were we talking about? Piercings, right. Piercings. So I decided that I wanted to get a cartilage piercing. I already had my lobes pierced. And mom was like, okay, cool. You know, I'll take you. It was probably something like, you better not cry or something like that was said.
Now I said, this is something you want. I probably did say, I didn't say you better not cry. I'm like, you know, this is your choice.
Right. And you're going to have to take care of it. And right. It'll probably hurt and mm-hmm. all this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. So are you sure you want to do this?
Right.
But I really felt, I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, she was never down on, like, you know, what would be my reason for wanting it? Oh, I just wanted it. I thought it looked cool. And she's like, okay, cool, whatever. You know, it wasn't like I was trying to fit in with a certain crowd or someone dared me to do it. It was just something that I wanted. And
I wanted one, too.
And she wanted one, too. She wanted a nose ring and all this stuff.
So, you know, what would I look like wanting something, not really deep down? I really actually wanted one, and I'm going to turn around and tell you, no, that's hypocritical. I don't believe in parents being do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
So.
Yeah, she was always very lead by example. So we went, didn't tell my dad because he's way more conservative as far as parenting goes, and got it done, got back to the house, and I don't think he even noticed until Kelly ratted me out, because that's what she did, as a, you know, little sister does. and he flipped out. Like, I don't even remember what he said anymore, but he just, like, was so upset about it. And if anything, that fueled me to want to get more.
Because he looked at me like, what did you do?
Yeah, like, how dare you?
Why did you take her there? Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, mom took me, you know, it's not like I
threw me under the bus.
And, but I mean, if you think about it, like, if you think about when you were a child, or maybe you're still a kid or a teenager thinking about, you know, having, well, no, no, no. You better not be thinking about having kids right now. But if you're a younger person and you're raising children, just think about that. You know, you can't sit there and get all mad about stuff, because, again, that will more than likely fuel your child to do it again. So it did. And I got another one and another one and a navel ring, you know. And soon enough, Dad just stopped saying anything. Like, it just didn't even bother him anymore.
And then the piercing stopped.
And the piercing stopped. Well, I mean, yeah. That wasn't because of that. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But I just, you know, like, he didn't have a reason that he didn't like it. Like, it wasn't like, oh, you know, that's bad for you or whatever. There was no explanation. It was just like, I just don't like it. Well, okay, then that doesn't make any sense to me. So if there is something that's obviously bad for your children, you need to talk to them about that and have a good reason. But you have to be open with your child. And he never explained why he didn't like, he just didn't like it.
And, you know, he has every right not to like it because he doesn't have any piercings. So that's, at least he's not walking around with piercings telling you, you shouldn't do this.
That's true.
But he didn't like it. But that's not a good enough reason to be angry at you for wanting to have one.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, he wasn't hypocritical. So that's really, you know, the most important thing. And you yeah. always kept him in line.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
But speaking of piercings, I have two gauges in my ear right now. Well, a gauge in each ear. I don't know why I have that, but my ears are hurting. But I like the earrings. I think they're really cool. I have my ears gauged at 10. I know for those of you out there who have double zeros, it sounds like a 10, really. But for an old lady like me, a 10 is pretty good. I think I'll stick with 10. No bigger.
That's a good story.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed that. So we're out of time for our first segment. When we come back, we can talk about tattoos, maybe a few other, like, daredevilish things. Not like tattoos aren't really daredevilish, but how you felt about me going skydiving and
all the crazy stuff.
Yeah, crazy things that we do for thrills, and just basically how to handle that as an adult, as a parent, and how to talk to your children about it. All right, so in a minute, we are going to do some trivia. So everybody put on your thinking caps and we'll be right back. All right, and it is time for trivia today.
Trivia, woohoo!
Trivia, daily trivia, well, weekly trivia.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. So, the question of the day is, in a standard game of checkers, each side starts with how many pieces?
Whoa, I don't know. I play chess.
Yeah.
Checkers. Let me see. I know it's on every other... I have no idea.
It is every other. So, I feel like... Okay, let me give you the...
Whoa, okay. Oh, sorry. I'm just thinking to myself. Not to myself.
You were pretty out loud with that.
I'm going to say 12.
Okay, that is one of the options.
Oh, is it? Oh, I was supposed to wait for the...
Yeah, it's multiple choice. So, we've got 10, 12, 14, and 16.
I'm gonna say 12.
Okay, I think that's a good answer because I have nothing.
I hope it's right, and then I'll tell you what my line of thinking was. But I really don't know. It's just a guess.
All right. Well, meanwhile, while you're on the edge of your seat, the fact of the day is there are more plastic flamingos in the U.S. than real ones.
Oh my goodness.
That's kind of disgusting. Today in history.
Florida. Probably in Florida.
I would imagine in Florida. I don't know anywhere else that people really like flamingos or plastic ones. Today in history, today is August 14th, but in 1945, President Truman announced that Japan had surrendered unconditionally, ending World War II. Thank you, Japan. Today's birthdays, Halle Berry, Danielle Steele, and Steve Martin. Happy birthday, you guys, because I know
triplets.
You listen. Huh?
Triplets.
They are not even close to being triplets. Oh. But yeah. All right, cool. So let's find out the answer to this. The answer is 12.
Wonderful. And I use my chess sense for that because I know there are 8 squares across.
There you go.
And 8 times 3, because I know it takes 3 rows to play checkers.
Oh.
And it's on every other square. So
that was math and chess. And
divided by 2.
See? Wow. That's great.
Yay.
Indeed. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. That's what it sounded like you were doing over there. Ped mass? Is that what it was called?
What?
I don't know. I forgot. I'm supposed to be timing this. I'm not. I don't know how long this has been. Okay, so anyway, each player starts with 12 pieces on 3 rows closest to their own side. Players move their pieces diagonally from one square to another square. When a player jumps over their opponent's, the other player's piece, he takes that piece from the board. Just in case you've never played checkers before, you now know how to do it. 59% of people who answered that question got it right.
Is that all?
That's it.
Wow, nobody plays checkers, huh?
Really? You know what? I used to play checkers all the time, and I did not remember
any of really that. Is a fun game. I just don't play... When you start off playing chess, checkers just...
I feel like I'm backsliding.
Right. So, for all you checker players out there, I don't mean to say make it seem like it's any less, but it is.
I used to eat at checkers a lot.
Oh, they have the best fries.
Oh, they really do. Oh my gosh. Goodness. And burgers.
They don't have checkers where we live now.
No, I think it's Rallies. Rallies out
They don't have that here either.
No, I think that's only Southern California.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know how long this is taking, but we're going to move on to our movie section.
Okay.
All right, so last week we talked a little bit about some of your favorite movies, and we... stopped with The Last Samurai.
Oh, yes.
Okay, but we're gonna move on to a different movie now.
I hope you guys watched The Last Samurai from last week when we were talking about it. You can understand what I mean.
Exactly. Yeah, basically, after you listen to this podcast, you need to watch the movie that we are recommending to you.
Do your homework.
Exactly. Do your homework and everything will be fine. All right, so what movie do we want to talk about this week? You had other ones on your list.
I did. I had, why is it just me? Can't you, don't you have
movies? Well, I figure we'll go through yours and then we'll hit mine.
Well, we'll alternate. What do you think out there? Don't you think we should alternate?
This is like Blue's Clues, where we just leave it blank and then you're supposed to answer.
I know, I can feel it. They say they want to hear about you.
Okay. All right, well, we basically have some of the same favorite movies, but I'll do some that might not be on your top list.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Mystery Men.
Yeah.
Mystery Men, I feel, is an extremely underrated movie. You know, I'm not timing this either. What am I doing? Failing. Oh, I don't know. Whatever. You know what? We'll just go with it. I'll just turn it on right now and then I'll assume stuff. All right, so Mystery Men. Again, like I said, one of the most underrated movies, I think, out there.
I think it's rated just about right.
No. That movie is hilarious. You even like that movie. You think it's really funny. Okay, so if you don't know the premise of Mystery Men, it's basically, it starts off with three guys who go out and fight crime, they think. They're not very good, but there's one main crime fighter, Captain Amazing, and basically, like, everybody loves him. He's got all these sponsors, but he's so good that he's put himself out of work and all the bad guys are locked up or they're dead or something like that. So he eventually gets captured, and now it's up to the Mystery Men to build up their team and rescue Captain Amazing. And basically, it's just, you know, it's showing how they go about with their powers, or if they don't have any powers, if they just work really hard and believe.
Mystery Men are substandard heroes.
They're pretty bad. But they end up, you know, saving the day and all that stuff. So it's a really good movie. It's funny, especially if you're, like, kind of nerdy and you're into comic books and you're into, like, superhero type stuff. It's a really funny movie. It's not a thinker at all. It's just a good movie. It's a good movie to pop in there and, like, half watch, you know.
Fall asleep on. It's a great fall asleep on movie.
Whatever. It's funny. It's got a lot of really good one-liners. And Ben Stiller, William H. Macy, Kel Mitchell. I mean, right there, that tells you.
Yeah, that tells
Hank
you.
Hank Azaria, right? Some other people. Oh, Pee-wee Herman's in it. So there you go.
The list Paul just Rubens. Gets better.
There are a bunch of other people in it. It's really funny. Eddie Izzard. And Jeffrey Rush. He plays the bad guy. So, you know, it's really good. Great cast. Enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything deep to say about it. You should just go watch it.
Yeah, anything deep. There is nothing deep.
Here's some trivia for you, though. It was the very first DVD I ever purchased.
Really?
Yes. Yep. I purchased that one with my own money. I was so excited. I don't think I'd even seen the movie, honestly. And I just
bought
it.
Why did you choose that movie?
I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. Because I hadn't seen it, so I just bought it.
Well, you hadn't seen a lot of movies, but you didn't purchase them.
Maybe once or twice.
Did you ask anybody what they thought about it or something?
No.
I just wanted to see
that movie, and then it was like in the $5 bin at Walmart, and I bought it.
Okay.
All right, so
run out and see that one, you guys.
Go see that movie. It's funny. You will laugh. You won't cry, but you will definitely laugh. All right. This segment, we're going to be talking about tattoos and living on the edge.
For those of you who didn't know what she said living on the edge.
I think they heard the...
I'm the interpreter.
The Aerosmith bit. I think they heard it. Mm-hmm. It was close enough, right? With the pitch.
Yeah.
Living on the edge.
Okay.
That was closer, I think.
Yeah, you started getting kind of daredevilish. I don't remember any years. That's awful. I just don't remember.
But I'm pretty sure it also stemmed from the wimp thing, but
probably, because I stopped calling you that.
Yeah.
I did. This was back in elementary school, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I'd ridden some roller coasters because we went to Vegas when I was like 8 or something
Oh,
like that.
okay. Was that the beginning?
That was
That
my
first
first
roller
roller coaster. Yeah, it was at
coaster.
Circus Circus.
And you had the need for speed after that. The
I think so. I
rush.
think that was, or you know what? Maybe it was younger. It was with Chatika at that
Oh
county
no, it
fair
didn't count there.
on the zipper.
That was, yeah, you and Jatika. You went on the zipper, and I'm just standing out there, just wanting you to have such a great time. And both of you are in there, just
All
crying
right,
and
let me
crying
explain to
and
you
crying. And
guys.
I felt so bad for you. It was even worse, though. They had to stop the ride.
Okay.
All kinds of people on the ride, they had to stop it and let these two little girls out.
All right, let me explain to
Okay.
you. First of all,
That
we were
was the
like,
truth, right?
well, partially, but what had
Partially.
happened was I hit my head on the bar in front of me.
Oh.
So I was crying because I hit my head. She was crying because I don't know why. She was just crying because I was crying. And so then they stopped the ride. So yeah, essentially
Oh.
what you said, but I was crying for a reason. I wasn't scared, I was hurting
Is
because
that also the same night that you swallowed your tooth? Wow, that was a bad night. That
Yes.
was a bad
Wait, was
night.
that me or was that Kelly?
No, that was you.
Oh, that's right. It got stuck in some kind of
Some
food I was eating.
cotton candy or something. I
How
don't
does a tooth get stuck in cotton
know.
candy?
I don't know. But we quit going to fairs. It's too much stress.
I
Supposed to be
definitely ate my
having
tooth that
fun.
night. That's
Yeah.
messed up. Did I get money for that? The tooth fairy doesn't visit the
Always.
inside of your stomach.
Always, though. Always. Tooth Fairy always visited.
Yeah, she was pretty great.
Yeah. Sometimes she
So,
was late, but you got more when she had too
whenever
much
she was on
fun.
CP time, we got
Yeah.
extra money.
Okay, now.
So, yeah, Daredevil stuff. So I think that was like the first big thing that I attempted. Then after that, we went to Vegas and I rode that upside down roller coaster in Circus Circus. It had two loops. And then we went to MGM and it was like a smaller one. It didn't go upside down, but there was definitely a roller coaster there back in the day. There's not anymore. I don't even know what they have there anymore. But that was kind of like the kickoff of my need for speed
And you
ish.
always wanted to go to wherever you could in the country to find the highest, the fastest roller coaster. And then she wanted to, for her 18th birthday, your 18th birthday, I took you to the, what was the name of that?
Sky Venture.
Sky Venture. Yeah. But before, a little bit before that, when you were in middle school, we were doing the Sky Coaster and
Oh,
all
that's
those
right.
kinds
That's
of
right.
adventure thrill rides, when you go with your friend. And then with the Sky Venture, that was like you were skydiving inside. They blow this huge fan and blow you up in the air, give you the same sensation of skydiving. And she loved that.
Yeah, I'd always wanted to go skydiving though. That was kind of a big deal for me, I guess in middle school. I really wanted to go. I was like, "Oh, I really want to go." And like I'd even talked to a friend about having a skydiving wedding, you know. Like it was definitely a thing on my list. But mom's like, "I'm not paying for you to kill yourself. You know, if you want to do that, you have to do that on your
Right.
own
Take the
dime."
baby steps.
Exactly. So, after I turned 20, a couple of friends of mine were going and they asked if I wanted to go. I'm like, yeah, you know, this is what I want to do. And I had the money, so I went and it was awesome. And I would do it every day, personally, if I could afford it. But everyone's like, why would you jump out of a perfectly good plane? And I mean, like, wow, I've never heard that before, but it is so cool. It's just the greatest thing. You don't feel really like you're falling. Everybody thinks you feel like Tower of Terror type deal or some kind of free fall, but those rides pull you down faster than gravity is pulling you down, so you lose your stomach and all that. When you jump out of a plane, you're just falling naturally, so you don't lose your stomach. It's just like a bunch of wind in your face. And the
I've been so afraid of heights most of my life, and I'm claustrophobic. So I told myself, you've got to beat this stuff. Why are you letting it beat you? So I got over my fear of heights. Been doing a lot of things, rock climbing and all kinds of things, but I
I'd like to
think
think that I've encouraged
you
that.
have,
Okay.
and I really, and we just got back from Magic Mountain, and I thought that I, being an old lady over 50, I wasn't gonna enjoy the roller coasters, but oh my goodness, that was a full
Full throttle.
throttle.
Yeah, they just opened that.
Woo-wee! Oh
I
my,
was
that
so proud
was.
of her because there
Oh!
were no old people in line, and she's just looking around, and I'm like,
See,
look,
where are the
if you
old
don't
people?
want to do this, you don't have to, because I didn't want her like to die on the ride. That would really suck. I'd have nobody to do my hair anymore.
Yeah, see, I got some.
So I'm just like, if you don't want to ride this, you don't have to. But she got on it with me, and she had a great time. We also got on Goliath, which a friend
Every
my
ride
age
we
was
got on,
like.
it was like the drops. I wanted more and more and more and more. So I think I'm ready to go skydiving now.
Yeah, we're gonna do that next, of course, when
That's
we whenever we get some
so
money, but
cool. So cool. So if you're over 50 and you've been afraid of heights, go get on roller coasters and go skydiving.
yeah, just do it, guys, 'cause
Yeah, get
life's too
over it.
short and it's fun, and you really just get a thrill. I know this segment was supposed to be about tattoos. I think we got
Oh,
a little bit we got a little bit off track there. I think just talking about Daredevil-y stuff. This segment I could go on for hours though because I just love that kind of stuff. I remember in college we started a group where we would run across the street when it was the busiest, which is
now
really
that is
bad.
silly.
I mean, that's really bad for everybody, for the drivers and stuff. I know how mad I get when somebody starts walking off into the street, but we totally used to do that.
Just for everybody's information out there, I did not agree with that one.
Yeah, I know, she wasn't cool with it. Actually, most people weren't cool with it, except for us, the people who were doing it. And we'd run across the street when, and dodging cars. We were called traffic dodgers. And that was really dumb, so don't do that, and don't encourage your children to do it. They'll probably do it anyway, but
No.
Yeah, that was a bad decision. Anyway, different topic, tattoos. So, we only got a couple minutes left. My first tattoo, I didn't even know what I wanted. I just knew that I wanted a tattoo. So, I got it on my ankle, and it was like the coolest thing. Like, it hurt, but it was so cool when it starts healing and it like your skin gets raised 'cause it's all puffy and stuff.
Oh, that's
It's
gross.
just addictive. Like, she's
I
not
don't
into
know.
tattoos, right?
No,
You know what I
not
mean?
really. I thought I wanted a tramp stamp a while ago, but I don't think I want any tattoos. I really don't know.
Yeah, so you can't see eye to eye on everything, but I would
Oh,
get.
and for you, those of you who don't know what a tramp stamp is, that is a tattoo across
The small of your
the
back.
small of your back.
Yeah.
For me, it wouldn't be a tramp stamp. It would be something of
It would be
beauty.
a lovely stamp.
Yes, but that's what they call it. But I don't want that anymore. I don't want any tattoos. Thank you.
Think they're great, but
But she can do whatever she wants to, but I don't want them.
there you go. That's her decision on. And I didn't get my first one till I was
You are of
20,
age. Yeah.
maybe?
Yeah.
Something like
Talking
that.
about her dad freaking out. Oh, do we have time to tell the story about when you said it's really small?
We got a little bit of time, like a couple seconds.
Oh,
So.
well, we don't have
No, you
time.
can go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh,
So, okay, so I got my tattoo and I come home. And I think Kelly probably ratted me out again. But I went to show him, and he was like, "Oh gosh, ah, tattoos, ah," and like he'd stopped saying stuff about the piercings, but this he was just like not okay with. And he's like, "Well, where is it?" And I'm like, "Here, it's right here on my ankle." I'm like, "It's really little, and you can't see it, and covered up with my pants." He said, "That's small." I'm like, "Right," and then I can hide it. And he's like, "Well, what's the point?" What?
Well, I said, well, then next time she'll get
Yeah, a
a
big one across
big
my
one. Please,
forehead. I
parents,
mean,
be
dang.
appreciative of the small things.
Yeah. So, like I said, we're out of time for this week. Thank you for joining us. Please subscribe if you like what you're hearing. Even if you don't, I don't
Subscribe,
care. I know you. I
subscribe.
know you like what you hear. So go ahead and subscribe to our podcast. Also, check out our blog on iferproductions.com. There's a link right below. Check it out. That'll give you more insight to things that we don't have time to talk about.
I love you, Jenny.
I love you too, Mom.
All right.
We'll catch you next week.